7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Rock. I'm standing downwind of something that smells delicious. What is it? Okay, the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. It's your favorite thing ever. Yeah, Dubious Goals Committee time. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And once again, I'm outdoors because, well, I shouldn't be, but I am outdoors. Got to walk through this patch of bugs. Got to walk through a web here. Hold on a second. Okay, I'm under canopy. Hey, who's that on that stick? Was that a squirrel? Ooh, it's dark under here. And a birdie. Okay, obviously I'm down at the creek, right? But I don't know how long we're going to be down here because it's starting to get way too hot. It's rather windy. And this is a very, very, very dangerous high air particulate type of day. So, you know, gots to be careful. And being as it's Saturday and there's just nowhere to go on a Saturday that isn't jam-packed full of people, we needed to come down to the creek today. Haven't been down to the creek for a while. I can see golfers on the golf course golfing. I can see kids on the golf course looking down into the creek, probably wondering where their golf ball went. Yeah, so geez. Ooh, I see something. I see color down there. There's a red down there. Let's get down there. I was just going to say, I don't know if there's going to be very many golf balls. I don't know how many people have been golfing. Oh, here's a squirrely. Hi, Mr. Squirrel. Ooh, good jumps. Good jumps, buddy. This guy just jumped off that branch onto that tree. Then he jumped from that tree to that tree. And now he's going up. Huh. Just sort of got a stinky blast there. Anyway, I was going to say that I don't think there's going to be many golf balls down here, but hey, there's one. How did it get so deep in the mud? That's weird. Let's go down and get it. Oh, it's a buggy. There's gnats. There's gnats gnatting about. Clouds of gnats. All right, I'm down in the creek. How did this golf ball get... This doesn't make any sense. Why is it so... It's halfway in the mud. It hasn't been stepped on. And it's a red Callaway number 4. Alright. It's a little muddy. We're going to have to wash it off. We got a white golf ball in the water here that is not anything interesting. We got another white golf ball in the water. It appears that is not anything interesting. And is there something way up there? I can't tell. Almost fell down because it's slippery. Slippery. All right, let's go over here to the deepish water where the balls fall off the cliff. And speaking of balls that fall off the cliff, where was that orange one that I was waiting for it to fall off the cliff? It's still up there. Okay. All right, we got a white golf ball in here that I don't want. Do I want to make some kind of effort to get that orange golf ball? No, I shouldn't. It could get hot, I could get sick, it could be bad. So let's not waste any effort. Here's another white golf ball in the water right where I'm going to wash off my red golf ball. It's a Titleist. It's nothing special. But there is something special going on this weekend. Right now, I drove past it on my way down here to the creek. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, don't you live like 200 meters from the creek? Why are you driving there? I have to. It's hot. I don't want to die. Okay, so, yeah, I've got a lovely red golf ball. Nice. I will put it in the jug of other red golf balls. Kind of want that orange golf ball to put in my jug of orange golf balls, but I need pinks, I need pinks, I need greens. Publius is laughing, because I just said, I need pinks. That's the last thing I need. I need slack. All right, so I'm going to stand here in the middle of the creek for a second and just look up into the trees to see if I see any owls. I don't immediately see any. And I don't hear any bird distress, which kind of leads me to believe that there's not a lot of owl action going on here. So, there's a blue jay. I think I'm going to go into the next... Wait, is that a... No, it's a leaf. Sometimes leaves look like golf balls. So I'm going to go down to the next golf ball zone. Feeling pretty good still. Been out here for 7 minutes. And yeah, I'm not exhibiting any symptoms. Okay, so... There's a thing. There's a thing going on. Oh my goodness, right here, on the path, on the bark float, right before I have to climb back down into the creek, here's another red Callaway. It's a number two. Hey, two red golf bars. This one's a little dirty, needs to be washed, but it's dry, so I'm just going to put it in my pocket. As I climb down into the creek here and start hopping on rocks. Rock hopping, he's the hoppinest rocker in the whole creek. His name is Tobe. Everybody loves him. That's why they're chirping his name. Tobe, Tobe, Tobe. Okay. I have traversed the rock hopping path. Walking down the middle of the creek. Do-do-do-do-do, walking by a mighty den, looking up into the holes for my friend. He's not home today. Right, so the church. Up the street from my house. And around the bend a little bit. They are having NukeCon today. Is NukeCon 2 days? Is it today and tomorrow? That's right, NukeCon. Yeah, I was shocked myself when I first discovered that NukeCon was taking place so close to my home. Now you might be wondering, Tobe, what is NukeCon? NukeCon, it sounds like some kind of convention for nuclear power enthusiasts, or perhaps nuclear weapon enthusiasts, or perhaps who the hell knows, right? No, no, no. This is a little miniature gaming convention. A wargaming convention. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, oh my God, it's your thing. It's your people. It's your environment. Well, no. Kinda. Actually, sort of not. But yeah, but no. Yeah, this is a little wargaming thing, but... You know, it's Warhammer. You know, come on. And I shouldn't have to tell anybody that I don't play Warhammer. Now, if they wanted to play some classic stuff, if they wanted to play DBA, if they wanted to play Ogre/GEV, if they wanted to play even, hell, Car Wars or... Yeah, then I'd be there. I'd buy my 2-day pass. Ooh, bumblebee flying around my head. Where'd he go? Where's Bumbler at? Okay, well, there's some birds making some weird sounds up here. Is there an owl around here? I'm looking up. I hear chattery birds. I can't see anything from here. There are some excited birds somewhere above me. What are they excited about? Chirp, chirp, chirp. Rappity chappity. Well, I see some of the chattery birds that are freaking out. I don't see what they're freaking out about, though. Is it too leafy? Is it too leafy to find? Oh, no, it's not an owl. It's a squirrel. There's a black squirrel up there that's causing all kinds of problems. They're dive bombing him. They're buzzing him. And now he's going to think about trying to come down the tree, but I'm down here. He's like, who's that dude? Okay, I'm going to get out of the way in case squirrels need to escape. And now we're in the other golf ball zone. The T1, the first T golf ball zone. Do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, so the funny thing is, I spent my life trying to find and get to gaming conventions. And I'm not a person who owns a car or has any transportation, so this was always the most difficult task. And then, when I get old and finally have like a house, the gaming convention just pops up a couple hundred meters away. And I don't even want to go. Okay, we found ourselves a golf ball here. What do we got? Whoa, it's just a... nothing. Crappy white Nike ball. I'm tempted to throw it in the water, but I know somebody else really, really wants this golf ball. So what to do? I think I'm just going to drop it on the ground right about here. Excellent. What a... All right. Let's just keep... I thought I saw an orange, but no, it's just a piece of orange plastic in some leaves. So it looked like a golf ball was hiding, trying to hide from me. It's very stinky down here in this area, because this is where all the dead leaves and organic material collect, and it's all soggy and wet, and it stinks to perdition. The smell of organic decay. The location of golf balls, colorful and otherwise. The adventures of one man standing in the mud. It's like the trailer to my biopic, my autobiographical film. Which is called, Is It Tea Time Yet? Is it called, Wait, What's for Lunch? The title of my autobiographical film will be, What Time Is It? I'm kind of wading through the ivy here, looking for golf balls. I found one. It's white. I'm not interested. And it's got somebody's magic marker on it. What is the fascination with writing on golf balls? I do not understand it. Why don't you just buy a unique golf ball? It makes no sense. Nothing about golf makes any damn sense whatsoever. But speaking of autobiographies, I had a good idea a couple nights ago. I was watching something. I was watching some video on some streaming. Oh my God, look at this. Here we go. Ping, ping, ping. Found a golf ball. What is it? It's a red. No, not a Callaway. It's a Srixon. A red Srixon 3. Damn, it's three red golf balls today. What the hell, damn guy? Sweet. Man, we're just on fire. On fuego. Ooh, there's a mushroom growing under here. Hi, buddy. Under this dead log. So I had this idea. I was watching some videos, and something about Frank Zappa came up. Somebody mentioned Frank Zappa. And I was like, oh yeah, Frank Zappa. Now, I'm sure I've probably told the story on Dubious Goals Committee before, and since it takes forever, I'm gonna cut it short and just tell you that it's not that I'm a big, huge Frank Zappa fan. It's just that he was very, very influential on my early musical development. I first heard Frank Zappa, I heard the Apostrophe album, not too long after it came out, when I was very young. And I said to myself, oh my God, this is the greatest music ever. And the words are hilarious. And whereas I've never, well, it's not true. I have purchased a Frank Zappa album. I bought the Apostrophe album, you know, a few decades later. But the long and the short of it is, at some point in time, way back when, I purchased Frank Zappa's biography / autobiography. Technically, I guess it's an autobiography, since he dictated it. And I probably have read it 1,000 times, because it's an amazingly good book. It's just a good book, even if you don't know who Frank Zappa is, or if you don't care. It's an extremely good book. And so, to make another long story short, I haven't read it in a while, even though I've read it a couple of dozen times without exaggerating. I haven't read it since I moved into my house, which has been a long time. And because I saw a Frank Zappa thing a couple days ago, and because I don't have any books to read, I remembered that I owned his book, and I thought, where the hell is that? I haven't read that in forever. And so last night, I actually went out into my garage, located the box it was in fairly rapidly, removed it from its box, dusted it off, and then I set it aside, because all of that effort got me too hot, and then I had to rest for a while, and then I started reading it. And I don't know, I've got about 100 pages into it. So good. All right, now I got to rock hop on the way back over to where I need to go. There's a lot of bugs down here today. And so I've started reading his book again, and I highly recommend it if you're interested in all in that era or any of the weird stuff that went down or his music or whatever. It's called The Real Frank Zappa Book by Frank Zappa and Peter Occhiogrosso. Oh, stomping through here. I'm on the bark float. Oh. All right. I'm back in the normal spot where we come down. I want that orange golf ball over there. Can't have it. And I'm going to walk upstream a little bit, I think. See what's going on upstream, if anything. Probably going to need a web stick. I don't see a convenient stick. A little sun right here. Yucky. Don't like the sun. Ooh, looky what's here on the path. We have, a down feather. A down feather from our buddy, the barred owl. Oh, it's very nice. So I'm looking up. Maybe he just dropped this. Kind of like last time we found a feather. Found the giant feather And then I found the owl who was watching me, standing right above me, picking up the feather, and he said, "Hey, yeah, you're the guy." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm that guy." All right, anyway. Actually, we should leave. I'm kind of getting hot. As soon as I stopped walking there, I started overheating. Which reminds me, do I have a race? No, I don't have a race today. I got to watch some qualifying today. And then there's a race tomorrow. Yay. Wait, what am I doing? I should not still be walking up the... Yeah, we need to bail. This is... Be smart and just get the hell out of here, Tob. Alright, I think I will get the hell out of here. But in order to get the hell out of here, I'm going to need to use my super science fiction sound effects machine. On the way home! Zoo-zoo! Yeah.
Oh, we're running out of time. The thing.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Water goes down the drain. Okay, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC. My name's Tobe, and sometimes I get carried away with my synth, so... what are you gonna do about it? Not a damn thing!